Brett Bernard from University of Illinois is our next presenter. Get going.
So the average U.S. corn planting density increases roughly 1,000 plants per hectare per year. And currently, we're at about 80,000 plants per hectare. If we continue that trend, we're going to hit 90,000, 100,000, 120,000 plants per hectare. Well, how are we going to manage all those plants? One way to do that is to go to narrow row spacings. So we set up an experiment evaluating 8 different hybrids, 2 row spacings, and 3 planting densities at each of those row spacings. We had 76 centimeter rows, and those were evaluated at 79, 94, and 109,000 plants per hectare. In the 51 centimeter row spacings, it was 94, 109, and 124,000 plants per hectare. And so this is an aerial image of that trial. You can see here is a 76 centimeter block, 51 centimeter block, a 76 centimeter block, and another 51 centimeter block with water rows in between. And going up the field, there's variation in hybrids and the different densities. So why can narrow rows be used to manage more corn plants? That's because it provides better plant-to-plant spacing. So here is a table with the 2 row spacings we evaluated and different densities. The orange numbers represent the plant-to-plant spacing within the row. And you can see as you increase your density, the crowd more plants. But when you go to a narrow row spacing, you get more spacing in there. So focusing on 109,000 plants per hectare, what that looks visually in the field between the 2 row spacings. So here's a side image of it. On the left side, you have the wider rows. On the right side are the narrow rows. You can see how crowded these plants are compared to when you move to a narrow row spacing. You get better plant-to-plant spacing.
So another advantage of the narrow rows is looking at the photosynthetic potential.
So here is the same density, the 2 row spacings, the wider rows on top, the narrow rows on bottom. Took a picture of the plants and turned it into a black and white image, which is also known as fractional green canopy coverage, which is a way to measure canopy coverage. And this is at V8. And so at V8, there is 75% canopy coverage in the wider row spacings, but if you move to more narrow row spacings, you gain 9% more canopy coverage at that growth stage. 9% more canopy coverage, that's 9% more light interception and greater photosynthetic potential at that growth stage. Another advantage and something that we looked into was the effect it has on below ground biomass. So I'll show you a picture of the root systems. This was taken at post-harvest, and on the top is the wider rows, on the bottom are the narrow rows, going increasing your density. And you notice that as you increase your density at both row spacings, each individual plant root system gets significantly smaller. But if you move to a more narrow row spacing at that density, you gain some of that biomass back below ground. So something that's really shocking here is how small the root system is when you put 124,000 plants per hectare out there. And I think that plants take up nutrients and water through the roots. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. So it's gonna be roots are pretty important here.
So that's why I think that moving to a narrow row spacing, getting some of that biomass back is a very important concept here. Another interesting thing, if you look at this photo, the 2 row spacing and density combinations that are the closest in plant-to-plant spacing is this picture here and that picture here. So they're the most similar out of all those combinations in plant-to-plant spacing, but yet the size of those root systems are extremely different. And that kind of shows you that below ground, the plant doesn't adjust, it's all above ground. So any additional biomass comes from above ground, not below ground, which was quite shocking. So just to leave you with some key takeaways here,
planting density and row spacing have a physiological effect both above ground and below ground. The above ground being better photosynthetic potential, also an increase in above ground biomass. And when you look at below ground, the individual root systems get a lot smaller, and also, there is no additional biomass when you put more plants out there, which is also something that we found quite shocking. The last takeaway I want to leave you with is that in this study, the highest planting density and the narrowest row spacing, that's 124,000 plants per hectare and a 51 centimeter row, had the highest yield in this study at 15.4 megagrams per hectare, which was fantastic yield. So, thank you.
Thank you.